The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
But like you said, Dylan, you were wearing shorts.
Sure, you were wearing shorts.
People were wearing shorts. Let's hear this. The short song.
Summer, when I think about it, I think about shorts. Summer, I can't live without it, 'cause I get to wear shorts. And if I could, I'd wear a pair every single day. Yeah. A fully exposed lower leg is the only way. Yeah. I feel like wearing.
Short weather over the weekend already. I mean, shirtless, shorts. It was stunning.
Unanimous.
It was summer.
A lot of people.
It just felt like summer.
It really did. And the best part about this right now, and I don't know if you guys are paying attention.
Yeah.
But the best part of this time of year is summer without the bugs. There's no wasps. There's no mosquitoes. There's nothing.
Yeah.
There's only cute ladybugs.
That's right. I haven't seen a single bug yet, but...
I saw a butterfly.
A butterfly?
I saw a butterfly yesterday and ladybugs.
How would you say... Don't they have to be caterpillars first?
They were caterpillars all winter.
No.
This guy got ahead of it.
That's not how it works.
It was a butterfly, I swear.
It was a moth.
No, because it was in the middle of the day.
Moths only hang out at night? I've seen a daytime.
What color was it?
It was dark.
Ashley, did Robbie see a butterfly yesterday?
Not a clue, but we have a ton of ladybugs in our yard.
Is there something going on with the ladybugs?
It's prime ladybug time.
Yeah, but they're waking up.
All the predators aren't up yet.
Is that why?
They're time to ladybug.
But
yeah.
They are predators.
Ladybugs are?
They're ladybugs.
They're too cute. They can't be predators. No.
Oh, they're voracious predators.
They're too cute. They have to be prey.
No.
Look at a picture of them up close.
Really?
Yeah.
Ladybug.
Their mandibles are crazy.
What?
Their mandibles.
Hang on. Ashley's here to say that she even got a tan this weekend.
I thought that could happen. But I didn't get one. So you got one?
Oh, I go red first and then brown, but I'm quite red on my arms and chest.
You were flip-flops, you were shorts, you were tank tops, you were the whole deal, hey?
Yeah.
Holy God, they look evil!
I told you.
Dylan!
Yes?
Are you looking up close like a magnifier? Oh my God!
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to... It looks like that's the sound a ladybug should make.
Looks like venom.
Oh my, it does. Yes, it looks like venom.
The superhero.
Yes. Or supervillain.
Well, yeah, hard to say. I don't know.
Yeah. My God. Well, those aren't cute at all.
What?
Well, no wonder they're such voracious predators. Okay.
Look at that.
So, shorts again today, Ashley, or what?
No, not for teaching.
Not for teaching. Why?
Well, because the school, I don't know. It's...
Can't show any leg at school to your fourth grade students?
Well, no. I'll probably wear, I don't know, like capris or something.
Okay. Yeah. That's
it's not summery. Oddly enough, it was nice enough for shorts. I don't think it's nice enough for capris.
What?
Capris tells me you don't have any long pants. Capris tells me all your long pants are gone for the year. If you're wearing capris, you're kind of announcing to the world, this is the longest I got for the season. I got nothing longer than a capri. Sorry.
Isn't a capri a spring fixture?
You'd think it might be, but
I think it is.
Yeah, okay, so capris go today? I think when you're wearing capris, when you've committed to wearing capris and shorts from your closet or your drawers, you're saying, pants are done, you guys. I'm not bringing pants out again until September or October.
Really?
That's what I think. Yeah, capris are summer pants.
Yeah, but you guys don't have the big wide leg flowy summer pants either.
That's true, but man, I would if I could.
Yeah.
Society. All right, love you. See you later, Ashley. Have a good day.
See you guys.
Okay, wait a sec. Robbie, did Robbie see a butterfly? I want to get to the bottom of this. Don't they have to go caterpillar, cocoon, butterfly?
Line two. Line two saw a butterfly.
We got somebody saw a butterfly. Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Where'd you see this butterfly?
Right outside my front door.
Hey, what color was your butterfly?
Black and orange.
Was it dead from last year?
No.
No?
No.
But what happened to the whole caterpillar cocoon? Or, sorry, chrysalis. Fun fact. Why they're not a cocoon. They're a chrysalis.
But. You know, Pepper, even a moth has to go through that stage.
Yeah, that's right. True. Okay, but what happened in that whole phase?
I don't know. Maybe they've just decided to skip it because Canada's freaking summers are so damn short.
It's been nice for 3 days. You can't go caterpillar chrysalis butterfly in 3 days.
It's happened before. You saw a monarch then.
I don't think it was a monarch.
An orange, isn't that an orange and black butterfly? It's the only kind I know.
There's a whole bunch. I'm looking at Alberta.
Yeah.
Alberta. There's so many.
Okay, how does the timeline go with a butterfly, Robbie?
I don't know. That's
I thought
I'm
it was
it
until
up.
Late summer you saw butterflies.
Well, what are you calling them, liars?
Are caterpillars like always, like year round, churning out butterflies? Or is there like a caterpillar chrysalis season? Because you see caterpillars in the summer. Remember as a kid, it'd crawl on your arm and pee on you?
Yeah, but you might see one. Listen.
So sometimes, are there different batches throughout the year?
Are they just crawling around under the snow?
Do they just choose when to do it? I'm sorry. I can't believe you saw a butterfly yesterday.
I think this is why you're not supposed to remove all of your, your yard waste and leaves.
Right, you gotta leave a good bedding on your grass because caterpillars like to hide underneath that.
For little guys like that.
That's how you get butterflies right away? So if you rake, you don't get butterflies?
Well, it can disturb their habitat, the pollinators as well.
Right.
True.
But there's so many.
It says it just takes 9 to 14 days from transformation from caterpillar to butterfly.
But that starts at any time? So there isn't a butterfly season?
Well, not that I know of, but 9 to 14 days, that makes sense. Why wouldn't it?
Okay.
That is wild.
I'll just learn that right now. Okay. Well, thank you. You saw a butterfly. Have a good morning. See you later.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, love you. All right. Yeah, another text message. I saw a butterfly as well. Okay.
Wow.
I thought, that everybody's a caterpillar for, April, May. June, they kind of climb up the tree. We all remember learning about that journey, right? They make their little, their chrysalis there out of whatever their vomit or however that worked. And then they break out of it and they're a butterfly come like July.
Yeah, we can't listen to you because you don't know anything.
I guess not. What, Robbie?
I think because that was Mitch on that saw a butterfly too. Yeah. It's a Milbert's tortoise shell. That's what it is.
Too many butterflies.
It's a what?
It's a Milbert's tortoise shell butterfly. It looks like a monarch.
It's the brand. It's like Kit Kat.
Kit Kat.
Yeah.
And then I think I saw a morning cloak.
Okay.
Look at this.
Thank you, Rob.
No, legit. Like, it's legit.
So this means we're getting ready for probably one of our most popular, most tuned in, and most appreciated and enjoyed interviews of the year. Robbie, I guess it must mean it's time to reach out to the city's bug guy, Mike Jenkins, right?
Yeah, we should.
We've got to talk to Mike Jenkins at some point right now that the season is here.
To see what our mosquito/wasp situation may be moving forward.
You want to keep the mosquitoes away. At some point, we'll do another Pepper and Dylan air freshener pop-up this week. And if you get the Dylan air freshener, that's citronella. That's keeping the mosquitoes away for an extra long time. You tie one of those around your belt, you're good to go for the summertime.
That's the hope, at least.
Actually, yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
How many pickleball courts are there in the city?
There's quite a few.
It's insane, right? They've just built one not far from your house, Dylan, the intersection where you turn.
Oh, God, that one's huge.
On Ray Gibbon Drive, and just outside of St. Albert there.
Yeah.
Just built one that's bigger than an auto manufacturing plant.
Yeah, it's giant.
That pickleball place.
Yeah.
And the parking lot's always full.
Yeah.
We can't get enough of this pickle. I got to start playing pickleball.
It's fun. It is fun. It's anyone can play it. Although not anyone. Like, they really try to say anyone can play it.
I bet a two-month-old baby couldn't play it.
All right. You're right. They can't.
No, they couldn't.
Richard, not even a six-month-old.
They could. No. Nope. That's right. Yeah. Hey, you want me to list off all the people that couldn't play it right now?
Yeah, I would like that list. I actually would.
All right. No. Okay, let's go.
It's time to make a list. No, it won't flop. Making lists is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time could drop. You better stay tuned to see what's on top.
Anybody currently stuck in a well or a mine?
Yeah.
Couldn't play pickleball right now.
A mine you could if you brought your paddles with you. Okay.
Currently stuck in a mine or a well. Can't play pickleball right now.
Okay.
All right.
Drop some paddles down. I'm just saying.
That uncle that you rarely talk to, Dylan, that lives way up in a mountain in the woods somewhere.
Uncle Bill died.
Oh, he died?
Yeah.
Well, then he can't play.
Definitely not.
Uncle Bill can't play.
Dead people can't play.
Dead people can't play. Okay. Thank you, Robbie. There it is.
And babies.
Infant babies. There's another one. True. Look how easy this list is.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Somebody on an airplane currently.
Uh-huh.
I mean, give me a challenge. You know?
I bet you there's a private jet with pickleball.
With a pickleball court? What jet would have a pickleball court? I mean, get out of here.
I don't know.
Why are you even?
Somebody's.
It might. You never know.
Come up with one more right now. Oh, it is pretty all-inclusive, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
It is dead fun. People, infants, yeah. Stuck in a mine, yeah. Stuck in a well, yeah. On an airplane.
There you go.
Wow, what an inclusive sport.
It is good. It's like tennis.
It started with the seniors, right? Old folks started playing that as a way to kind of just get their heart rate up a little bit, and then all of a sudden, everybody's playing this thing. I thought spike ball was going to win out.
No, that looks so hard.
Yeah, no, see? I invested in the spike ball stocks, Dylan. Oh, it was my mistake.
You went on the wrong one.
In the pickleball stocks. I should have. Yeah. I went super HD DVD instead of Blu-ray.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah.
I went Laserdisc instead of VHS.
Yeah, you did it. You screwed it up.
Yeah. That's okay. Astronauts can't play.
There you
somebody
go.
Sing.
Astronauts can't do it. Can't play on the moon, Dylan. Now gravity. You need gravity for pickleball. Thank you very much.
If we've been to the moon.
Now Dylan, don't you dare start. Don't you do that.
The moon has gravity.
It would not just, as much.
It would be slow.
You don't have enough gravity to play pickleball. You definitely don't have enough gravity to play badminton. That shuttlecock could be in the air forever.
You think so?
Yeah.
Scuba divers.
Another one. Thank you.
Fair. Yeah, no, that's true.
How stupid do you feel right now? Sharks. Sharks can't play.
Aw. Their fins are too short.
That's right.
I feel pretty stupid.
You must feel pretty dumb.
I feel pretty stupid.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Okay, so what do you want here? You want this barbecue sauce story, or you want this, I have to wear my dad's underwear? Yeah,
what's this barbecue sauce that everyone knows? How does everyone know?
No. So, okay, listen carefully, okay? Because there are a lot of players involved in this story.
Okay.
This happened to me. Didn't happen to me. I witnessed it yesterday. So I was at a protein powder store getting more protein. So I'm looking around and a lady comes in. There's already a guy in there looking at all the shelves. And a lady comes in frantically. And she's looking on the shelf and looking on the shelf. And she's kind of steps in front of the guy that's already looking on the shelf. And she's looking and looking and looking. And she can't, whatever, she doesn't grab anything. And then she goes to the counter where the kid is that's running the old counter. And she says, hey, do you have any of this, whatever it is, like a barbecue sauce? It's like a vegan barbecue sauce or a keto barbecue sauce of some sort. It's got a certain brand name.
Okay, what's the brand name?
I can't remember.
Oh, okay. That's right? Not important.
But she's like, oh my God. And the guy that was there already looking on the shelves, he goes, yeah, I'm looking for that too. I love that stuff. And then the guy working at the counter at the place says, oh yeah, that's super popular. People love it so much. And he says, we don't have any here, but we might in our other stores. Do you want me to get it sent to this store?
Okay.
She says, yes. So he types into his computer, you see, and then he goes, yeah, looks like we've got 6 bottles at the other store. She says, as the guy now knows that that's how to get the barbecue sauce from this place.
Right.
She says, great, I'll take all of them.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Fair enough.
Took them all?
I mean, enough?
That's not fair.
She needs to get them all.
But the guy was there looking for them as well.
Did he ask?
Well, no, she kind of went to the counter while he was looking up and down the shelves looking for it. But he jumped into the conversation and said, yeah, I'm also looking for that.
Mm.
And he goes, oh, let's see if I'll get it shipped here from the other store. Oh, we have 6 bottles at our, whatever, West End location. She says, good, I'll take all of them.
He should have jumped into the car and drove to the other location in the midst of it.
Would have been good thinking, right?
Right.
Right. But I don't know if they would have been reserved by that point. That would have been a good move. But shouldn't she have gone, well, I'll take 3 and you take 3?
No.
You don't think so?
She could have offered one.
One?
Yeah. She could have offered one.
But I couldn't believe she took all of them when the guy said, yes, I'm also looking for this item.
But you don't know how long she's been looking. Maybe this is her 6th month looking.
And he just ran out just yesterday and now he's getting some?
We don't know.
But that shouldn't matter. Because now she's got 6 and he's going to still be looking.
Yeah, but she needs those 6. This is her favorite
barbecue sauce.
Robbie, was that selfish? That was pretty selfish of her, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is.
She was engaged. It's not like she didn't hear him. She was engaged in the conversation about the barbecue
sauce.
But
she doesn't know him.
He said, oh, yeah, I'm here to get that barbecue sauce as well.
She didn't know him a second before that.
No.
So if she was in line at the grocery store and she got a scratch lotto ticket and the guy behind was getting a scratch lotto ticket and she ended up winning $1 million, should she give him some of the money? Because
why do you always come up with an analogy that works?
All of a sudden he should take $1 million?
So here's Drayson saying, I would definitely take all six too. No! No! You fine, take four, but give the guy some.
I could see one.
One?
I could see one.
He can have the other one? You think that that's okay?
Robbie,
you're humming over there.
What? I don't think it's okay.
No.
But I've had this fight recently.
Okay, what fight did you have?
My girlfriend and I like these certain bath bombs.
Mm-hmm.
We can't find them anywhere except for one spot.
Okay.
Okay, and they've been out. They finally restocked them, and she said, go buy them all. And I was like, I feel bad.
Can't take them all, right?
Because I'm like, I feel like that's a bad move. It's just, it's bad karma almost.
You should at least leave a few.
So I didn't get them all. And she was like, oh, why not? So she keeps going back to get more and more every time they go. But she thought I should have cleaned out the entire stock. I just was against it.
If I was, let's say I'm a bath bomb guy.
Mm. Yes.
And I'm Dr. Bath Bomb. And I make bath bombs. I don't care who ends up with them. I'm just happy they're sold. So like you coming in, not taking them all, I would be more disappointed going, Robbie.
That's what she said.
I'm just trying to sell. I'm trying to make a living over here.
I know. And that's exactly what she said. And I was like, I just feel so bad taking all of them. Because it was shipment day. We were watching the shipments very closely. Mm-hmm. And we knew when they were coming in. I went there like three times, finally, and then I couldn't bring myself to get them all.
See, Robbie, can you call Steven here? Steven's got a message here that's going to go do one of those things where it just, Dylan doesn't mind when he's on the other end of an argument, but when he's on the receiving end, it's worse. Keith says, it's not like these are the last six bottles in existence. They're going to get more. Could you not put your name on like the waiting list? But they have them. He's there for them right there. The lady could have gone, well, why don't I take three? You take three. Everybody's happy.
Because she
wanted
six.
She took all six.
She didn't know the guy.
What does she need six barbecue sauces for? By the time
she's on her family, you don't know.
By the time she's on bottle number four, she could call him and go, can I put another order in? You know?
She has 11 people in her family.
She was going to go through all six barbecue sauces for the barbecue tonight. Is that what it was?
You don't know. Okay. We're not 100% sure.
So Steven remembers the squirt juice saga.
Okay, Steven, go ahead. What do you remember here?
Didn't the exact same thing happen to you when you went looking for Pepper's flavored water and then you ended up having to move a treadmill?
Right. The Crystal Light coconut pineapple shortage.
Yes.
The great shortage.
Yes.
And my fiance loved that stuff. And Dylan said, it can't be almost out. I'm going to go find it. And what happened, Dylan?
I went to I don't know how many different stores. Yeah. And then I finally found the store where someone else had them and I needed them. And then I had to move. It was the most ridiculous thing. I had to go to their place and move a treadmill.
Because
from
you went to the
basement.
Store. There was a lady in front of you and she took them all and held them hostage until you moved a treadmill.
Right. But that's, can you come to my place?
I bought all the Crystal Lights.
Now I went from a basement to the main floor.
A minute before you. So now I'll give you some of these if you help my husband move a treadmill.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, I worked for it.
It's so true, Steven. He said, this is ridiculous. How much of a shortage could there be on this Crystal Light juice? He went, he found some. A lady went, yoink, grabbed them all.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he's calling us on the show saying, I'm moving a treadmill, guys, to get this Crystal Light for you. It was an odd situation, Dylan.
But we got him in the end.
We did. We did.
Yeah.
You just really had to earn them.
Yeah, that was a tough morning.
Steven, would you take all six or would you share? What would you do in that spot?
If I was directly standing in front of him?
Yeah.
I would take four and leave them two.
That's common courtesy.
Four to two.
Okay.
I'm kind of being a dick, but I'm still being okay.
Hold on. Why not just take four between the two of you and leave two for the next person that comes in and wants some?
What is that about?
Why do you need so many barbecue sauces?
That's what I was thinking.
One time. It doesn't, you would buy bath bombs, Robbie. What, do you have 9 bath bombs a day?
No, but we have 14 of them now.
Okay, each of you have one a day.
Well, we don't, but we for the weekends.
Okay.
They're special bath bombs.
A lot of baths going on there.
They're special bath bombs.
All right, nice. Thanks, Steven. Have a good morning.
You do.
Well, a lot of people pointing out it's kind of like in COVID with the toilet paper.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. And we shamed the hell out of toilet paper hoarders, but yes. There were a lot of them.
Yes. They just wanted, and even the sanitizer, people would buy garage.
Yes. Pills,
right?
Yes.
Right. And hoard it and sell it at a premium.
There's a documentary on the guy that started that. I can't remember where I saw it. There's a documentary on the guy that hoarded the hand sanitizer and how his life has been ruined by doing it.
Listen, I am not for if you're buying them and selling them privately.
Okay.
But if you just needed, like if you went in with the idea of I'll take six.
Yeah.
I'm not giving two to some stranger I just met a second ago.
Does it change anything that the guy that was looking for them was in the store before she was?
No.
No.
Not at all.
She had the confidence to ask the person at the counter and he didn't.
Right. She got to the bottom of it. Someone wondering which bath bombs are you willing to share that, Robbie?
Oh, they're like the CBD ones.
Oh.
Right? So they're very hard to find.
Yeah.
But you can they make your body tingly when you have a bath.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Like, so if you have like a hard workout, you lay in it and it just soothes you. So they're very hard to find. Then when we finally found them, she wanted me to clear them all out.
And how many did you ultimately end up taking?
I didn't. I only got a third of their stock.
She was mad at you. She went back,
got the other third.
Okay. And now left a third.
And there's still some left. So I think
that's a good rule is if, yes, you can only take a third of whatever's left.
Right. This is funny because we had this exact argument and she wanted me to take them all.
That's the number you settled on was a third for you? Yeah, I would agree. There's three boxes of cereal. You can take one. There's six boxes of cereal. You can take two. You can't take more than that.
Hmm.
It's not snooze, you lose.
Why wouldn't
you think it is? Hey.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not mad. If I get somewhere and they're going to be sold out.
What if you were that guy and you came in as she said, I'll take all six?
And I was looking for it. She said, I'll take all six?
Yeah.
I'm like, ah, darn it. I should ask for that.
You'd be pretty mad.
I would ask.
Yeah, I know we'd be hearing about it this morning and you'd be on the exact other side.
I don't know.
And Robbie'd be sitting there going, I just like to get high in my bath, apparently. I don't know what that is.
Good for the body.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
So you were listening in the last segment, and you caught something really quickly, and you want some clarification on it. So what is it?
So Mark Messier is your cousin, Pepper?
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing.
Right.
Okay. Some people say he is. Some people say it doesn't count.
Why doesn't it count?
Because it's like a way distant thing.
Yeah, but a cousin's a cousin's a cousin, isn't it?
So legendary NHL.
Could you sleep with him?
I wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
Well, of course. Neither of us can get pregnant.
No, but I'm saying could you sleep with, is he so cousin that you couldn't sleep with him?
Why wouldn't I, Robbie? Yeah. He would throw me around. Have you seen the size of that guy?
Yeah.
Not a chance. Yeah, he would beat me up.
I thought you liked those little things.
My head would pop off as he was cuddling.
He'd be the big spoon.
So
Pepper loves being a little spoon.
Right, I love being a little spoon. So he's, as far as athletes in Edmonton, historic athletes in Edmonton.
Yeah, one of the biggest.
Right?
Yeah. For sure.
Oh, definitely.
Wait, can I say, is he bigger than Wayne Riley?
Well, he's from, or can I not he's closer that? Than, because Wayne isn't from around here.
Right. Yes. So he's here. Tell me if you think this is cousin or not.
Okay.
Oh, God, I'm going to screw this up. My grandfather's, don't roll your eyes, Dylan.
Oh, boy.
What claim to fame do you have?
Mark Messier is not part of my family.
You're only 1 degree separated from where I am because I know you, right?
Oh, no.
You tell me, Nicholas, if this counts as a famous cousin or if it's just a person. My grandfather's first cousin is Mark Messier's grandmother.
Your grandfather's first cousin? That's not that great.
Does that not count?
Well, I know it might, but
I don't know what cousin number that makes him. I don't know if that's third or fourth or something. I don't know. Once you get into these cousins, I have no idea how it works after first cousin. I don't know. It's a cousin of a guy. So it would be like, yeah. So my grandfather was Mark Messier's, no, not uncle.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Don't say it like that.
Well, if
he's your cousin, he'd be grandpa.
No.
Because cousins have the same grandpa.
No, but that's the thing. My grandfather.
Get your mom on the phone.
We got to call my mom. Is that cool? Can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Because this doesn't make sense.
Because now you're just describing a person. That's what a lot of people say. So they're like, you can't say that.
Right.
Right?
Hmm. Now, I my grandpa isn't related to Mark Messier, so I guess that's a little bit ahead of me.
Right.
Not much, though.
So you and I are pretty close to the, because I live in St. Albert is better than...
That's almost closer.
I'm closer than... Okay, well, let's call my mom here.
Pepper's mom has got it going on. Pepper's mom has got it going on.
You got to see her over the weekend.
We're calling my mom here. So yeah, I got to see my parents over the weekend. And by the way, they don't understand AI.
What do you mean?
I tried, Dylan.
It's hard.
AI. Hello? You think that?
Hello, Trudy.
Mom, give me just one word or one sound when I tell you about our conversation about AI this weekend.
Oh.
There you go. There you go. That's just,
it's confusing, Trudy.
They've got no time. Mom, we're talking about. I don't know how we... How do we...
Know how it happened.
Mark Messier is...
Joe Momoa.
My grandfather's first cousin's grandson.
Oh, gee whiz.
Right?
Is he really related? Because it's not sounding
Nobody
that good.
Nobody wants to believe it because it's so distant.
Yeah, he would be second, my second cousin, something like that. His mom...
Dylan, it's all we've got. It's all our family's got. Let us have it, okay?
This text message says, Mark Messier is my cousin. I have Messier in my name.
Yes, okay.
That one looks closer than you.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
But I knew on Mark's mom's side, we're related on Mark's mom's side.
Okay.
And the Days and the Dodds, and we were all related that way years ago. And... You know, we had quite a bit to do with Mark's grandmother and Mark's great-grandmother. They were always at the farm with us.
Yeah.
And we studied Mark's career from the very beginning, watched him climb up. And, he was... and then, of course, when he became the great hockey player he is and was, then we sort of lost track.
He got too big for the family.
Would he know either of you if you walked by him in a grocery store?
I've never met him.
Okay.
Yes. He came to my mom and dad's house one time, and we brought Jason, our oldest son, up to see him because Jason was playing hockey at the time.
Right.
And we went to his brother's wedding, Mark's brother's wedding. So he always remembers the farm. You know, he liked the coming to the farm. And, we remember him.
Okay.
He would remember us.
He would,
today
okay.
If we ran into him today, I think I'd have to, say, we're from Innisfail, from the farm. I don't know if he'd remember us. But, he was related on his mother's side.
Okay. And he invite you to his island mansion, and you turned it down because you thought it was too fancy?
Well, His mom, they all moved to Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Yeah.
And we were invited down many times, but we never did go. And then his mom died. His mom passed away. Mm-hmm. And that was really sad for us because we became quite close to his mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Hilton Head looks stunning.
Yeah, no, it's gorgeous. Okay. Love you, Mom. Thank you.
And love it was
good visiting with you now. You better come up, you guys. I wasn't joking around.
I know. We were looking at the calendar this morning.
Okay.
So we're
good.
It's completely open?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they've got plenty of open dates. It's going to be their last chance probably to see my two kids together.
Right?
Before they leave. For a long, long time.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Love you, Mom. Okay.
Love you, guys.
Love you, Trudy.
All right. So does that count?
I don't know. I mean, I think your mom knows.
I'm more confused now.
If he would recognize your mom, that's more impressive than I thought.
My mom changed his diaper.
Okay.
Right? So my mom's seen his dink.
Oh. Ew. Well, she has. What? What are you going to do? That's pretty close. I mean, yeah, I guess. When was the last time she saw
people have? Well, when he was a baby, when he was in diapers.
Oh. That doesn't count as seeing it.
Okay.
You can't go around saying you've seen his junk when it's baby junk. Because it's grown up.
That's a good point. Yeah, that doesn't count.
Right, it's not the same.
But if you've been in that position, you know somebody.
Well, you have to, in order to be there. Yeah, right. I mean, Trudy knew somebody.
Right.
Sounds like you didn't, though.
Never met him before in my life.
So, I don't know.
That's too bad.
I don't know if you can go around saying...
You know what the thing... My cousin, Ryan, got invited... Are we doing...
Yeah.
Anyway, we're here now. My cousin Ryan got invited to his jersey retirement ceremony. Okay. My cousin Ryan. My cousin.
Why? That's very cool. Why was Ryan?
I wasn't invited. Yeah, but I lived 20 minutes away.
I know, but why is Ryan more important than you?
I think he went to his hockey camp.
Oh, okay. That's how.
You know what the determining factor is? What if I didn't play hockey, but if I did, would I have had to pay for his hockey camp or would I have gotten in?
No, you have to pay.
If I would have had to pay, then that's not family.
Ryan paid, right?
Yeah,
that's not fair.
I don't know.
I think you would. Yeah, I don't know how family you are. Plus, everyone, when you're that famous, everyone wants to be family.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're that famous, suddenly you have way more family.
Like right. If my mom walked up to him now and said, remember the farm in Innisfail? He'd probably do this. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, you want an autograph or what do you need? That's what would happen, right?
Right.
But he wouldn't be able to give an autograph because he's got one bag and Lay's chips and the other.
You should have left.
The
Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
All right, you want to play that Kesha song? You've got it over there?
Well, yeah, I want to play it.
Sure, do it. Go ahead.
I'll see why you don't want to play
Kesha with T-Pain, Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't you like it? We played it.
I got your little button up. There we go.
Come on.
There, see? You wanted to play it?
She didn't want it. I just got a brand new car.
Yeah, here it is. Is very split on this.
How can
one
you be split
it's
on
new
fun?
new songs are often we're afraid of new things, but it literally is about 50-50 right now on love this song, this is the pop song we need right now,
yeah
versus oh my god, awful song.
Really,
I think early awful songs take some time to change.
Right? Sorry,
it's not a shame if your mind changes on that one.
I apologize for ruining your day.
I remember hearing a lot of songs for the first time going gross.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I loved them to death. And then there are the songs that you instantly love. But this one might be a grower. Well, you might not like it. It's about 50-50 right now on new Kesha. But we can all admit, at least I can admit, and you better admit it with me. The music world is better when Kesha's in it.
Yeah, I thought that was a good song.
Whether it's old Kesha. Man, I heard an old Kesha song that I totally forgot. You know when you hear an old Kesha song that you totally forgot about?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, I totally forgot about this old Kesha song.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to me because I heard an old Kesha song.
Which
I totally
one did you
forgot
hear?
About it. I can't even remember what it was. Wait, it wouldn't be TikTok. Everybody remembers that one.
Sure.
It would be, It's Going Down. Would it maybe be that one? No, that's Timber.
Timber.
No,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
not that one. What was it?
Well, let me get up the Kesha
song. Give me the Kesha catalog here and I'll remember what there was music playing.
Die Young.
No, it wasn't Die Young, although that's
Blow.
A good it was Blow.
Blow.
Oh, Blow's a good one, huh?
Yeah, no. Kesha did a lot of good things.
Okay.
And I thought this was another good thing.
It's fine. It's just new. People are afraid of new. It's going to be fine. Don't worry about it, Dylan.
Okay, don't hate
Don't
me.
Worry about it, Dylan.
Don't
Here we go.
Me.
Top five things of new things we're afraid of.
It's time to make a list. No, it won't flop. Making lists is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time could drop. You better stay tuned to see what's on top.
Dylan, I'll be honest with you. I've only got one right now, so I might need your help.
Okay.
New Kesha music. That's number one.
That's
number one. Top five things that when they're new, we're afraid of, but we eventually get used to it.
Babies.
Ah, great one, Dylan. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
No matter how many times you hear it's going to be okay, a new parent being handed a baby and leaving the hospital, and it is 100% your responsibility.
Yeah. I think there isn't one better than that. Okay. How about a new phone?
Oh, God, yeah.
New
Learning
phone?
A new phone?
Get the new phone. You're like, ah, jeez, I like the old one the way it was.
Right.
And then, you know, 3 days later, you love it.
That's true.
New phone. Babies.
New shoes. Happens all the time with new shoes, because when you put your foot into a new shoe...
You're not excited about a new shoe?
No.
Remember as a kid, they'd give you that option to wear the new shoe out of the store?
But you're not listening fully. I'm not done.
Sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
A new shoe, when you put it on, you never know. Should have I got the half size? Am I a 9.5?
Yeah.
Am I 11.5?
Yeah. What's 3 minutes of walking around the store going to do?
Nothing. And then you're... Oh, shoot. This feels a little tight. I should have got the wide... Darn
maybe
it,
it'll stretch. It'll stretch.
Maybe. Oh, and then like a week later, you're like, I love these shoes.
I don't know. 917-917. The shoe belong on this list of a new thing you're afraid of until you get used to it.
New school, says Drew.
Oh, good.
Great one.
Good one. Yes.
Caitlin says a new mistress. Darian's texting in about a new job.
Yeah, new job's not bad. So we've got a new Kesha song.
Yep.
Babies.
Yep.
New phone.
Yep.
New school.
Yeah.
New job shoes.
Oh, there's a good one.
Okay.
Thanks for the text message.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're getting a lot. Like, new car. We're getting new town, new country.
Wait, new car?
Yeah.
That's 100% excitement, isn't it? Oh, you don't want to ding it up?
Well,
is that it? New car before the first ding?
Sure. Here it is. New windshield.
That wins. That's better than baby.
Like, a new windshield is the greatest excitement / scariest time of your life.
In fact, I'd rather a rock hit my baby than a windshield.
What?
My new baby than a new windshield.
I don't think you can say that.
Would. Yeah. Yeah, windshield's a good one. I don't know if we can beat that.
No, it's going to be hard.
New Kesha song, new babies, new phone, new windshield, shoes,
or new haircut. That's just coming in.
The new idea of the haircut. There's nerves going into the salon to get the new haircut. You're not sure. How's it going to look? It looked good on Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get it done. And it doesn't look bad. Or, oh, man, that didn't work. But then you grow into it. Yeah, no, haircut might be a good one.
New glasses coming in.
Glasses, yeah.
New prime minister. Ooh, timely. New appliances. New work boots. New girlfriend. New tattoo.
Okay.
This list could go on all day.
All right, so maybe Kesha doesn't even belong on the list.
No, I don't think she does.
But the new Kesha song, if you want my, I like it. And the world is better when Kesha's in it. All right.
Yeah, I disagree.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
A couple things happening right now. I'm alone in the studio. Robbie's away today because he's in the lab making a Oilers playoff song, which we don't even know if they're in the playoffs yet, but it's going to take him a couple days to do that, so he's off today and next Tuesday. Right now, Dylan is what he would call efficient, what we would call just mailing it in. He left because he has to meet somebody in the parking lot for a Facebook Marketplace purchase. Now listen, I got to do this quick. He also really has to go to the bathroom, but he said, I'll wait till after three things. So call 780-4260-917 right now, and we'll start the three things, and then just keep talking. Just keep talking, and watch how stressed he gets because he has to go to the bathroom.
Oh, hey. Hey, I decided to jump on and let everybody know that you were doing a Facebook Marketplace thing.
Yes.
Yeah, so you just using old company time wisely, huh?
Heading I had to give out to a teen burger, too.
Okay, so who did you meet at the in the parking lot? What were you selling?
This is for the Dremel.
Okay. Oh, you finally got rid of it, did you?
Yeah. The Dremel is gone. It's perfect. Okay. Everything's A-OK.
Okay.
Audi is who it was.
Okay, well, good. I hope they really like it. Would you like to do the three things you need to know right now?
We can. Gorgeous outside.
It is it?
Are you ready to get down?
This is CHBN Edmonton.
A Rogers radio station.
KISS 91.7.
Gotta let them know. Here are the top three things you need to know with Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team, 436-2511 or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
I know you've got to get to the bathroom. You kind of have to use that. So I thought we would do the three things a little earlier than scheduled.
Oh, that's cool with you. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, no problem. Oh. Who's this?
It's Dennis.
Hey.
Thanks for getting to me.
Oh, no problem. What's up, Dennis?
Oh, I'm actually just driving to work, listening to the radio show, enjoying it. Oh, yeah, thanks. As per usual.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, we really appreciate that.
Yeah, Dennis.
Anything else we can help you with there, Dennis?
No, well, you know what? I've been. I know it's not Throwback Thursday, and I know the time's not right, but I could always do with a little bit more sandstorm. But what I really want to know is, I want to hear more about this Dremel because I tried to find this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you a little story. It won't take long.
No. Go right ahead. Yeah.
Right on. I know you guys got the time. So
of course. We're not doing much.
I tried to find this thing on Marketplace, and it's such a shame that the guy got to it. Whoever the buyer was got to it first because. Man, a guy like me, I do lots of word work and lots of training.
Oh, you would have liked this stuff. Dremel. This is a good Dremel.
I really could have used a Dremel.
And I really could have.
When I was hearing about it the other day, I thought $50. That's, you know, I'm a dad of three kids. You know, I got a little bit of spare time for some word work. And I said, $50 is the kind of budget that I have.
It was a good price, too.
You know, that's what's going on in my head. You know, congratulations for selling it.
Thank you. It feels really good. Where are you driving? I got one more teen burger here if you want. Like, are you close to the studio?
I'm deep north. I'm north of the Yellowhead Corridor right now.
This isn't for you.
I would love a teen burger. Let me tell you a little story about old A&W. Yes, I know you got a minute there.
Yeah, of course.
My old man would drive from Grand Prairie to go to the one that used to be at the Greyhound bus station, God rest its soul, because it was the last one that was called Allen and Wright on the sign.
Right,
dad, an old farm boy, he's a sucker for tradition.
Hold on. Was A&W Allen and Wright? I always thought it was Albert and Wilson. Or what did I think it was? Albert and... It's Albert.
Uncle
Allen,
the two
and Wright?
Dogs off Teller off of Looney Tunes.
Oh,
no, no, it was Allen and Wright.
Allen
for
and
sure.
Wright for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, I'm, yeah. With a Wright with a W, as you mentioned.
Allen and Wright, Allen and Wright restaurants is what it was.
That's what it was. Isn't that something?
Yeah. I heard that from the old man. He's a little bit long-winded too.
You don't seem long-winded at all. Tell us what your favorite burger is. I'm very interested.
Well, you know what? If I had to pick one, it would be the old what was it called?
Is it a Teen Burger?
No. It's one that's gone by the wayside. The old
you gotta
the old
get
big
a
extra there.
Teen Burger though for the breakfast is that's where it makes the difference.
See, and I'm a sucker for punishment. I like the English muffins. I'm not a big fan of the hamburger bun. Has he wet himself yet?
No, not yet. Thanks.
I'm running out, man. Like, this is taking everything I got.
See you later. I think Dylan's on to the gag here because all of you were texting saying what his job was. You guys, you ruined the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness.
When you're outside, I said how badly you have to go to the bathroom.
I really do.
So
we can get somebody on to just really talk Dylan's ear off.
I like Dennis a lot, though.
All right.
What do you have for the 3 things?
I don't know. I can hardly concentrate.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
I did get the pleasure of getting a new app. That whole that double click in the sound, and I'm telling you, I don't know who came up with that sound, and the sound coupled with the vibration, just the cling, that thing.
Yeah,
like it's the it is. Can you? I don't. Is anything better?
It's hard.
Is anything better?
It's really hard. It's because it's so neat.
The two tiny little joys that grace your day. Like the itty bitty things that just put a little smile on your face for 1 second. Like after it's done, you kind of don't think about it much, but you just like it for what it is.
Yeah, no, that's one of them.
It's pretty great, right?
I think so.
Okay, so I'm not alone on this.
No, I like it.
The ding.
Yeah,
and then
it
does
vibrate. It's got that tiny vibrate on top of it.
That's the genius of it. Is that it's the vibrate, the click, and the ding. All at the same time with perfect timing, like in perfect harmony with one another. Whoever did that, that's the true genius of iPhones.
My belief is that it's somebody that has extensive knowledge of human behavior.
Yes.
And like, we're basically like dogs being trained.
Yes.
To get that dopamine hit, meaning, well, every time I do that, I feel good, therefore I should buy more.
I don't know why I don't have page after page after page after page of just free apps just for the process of loading it onto my phone.
Ba-ding!
I just love it. I just love it.
I'm with you.
I love the whoosh when you send an email. I like that sound.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a cheaper sound.
Yes.
Something you might want to focus on is that sound.
And I like when you tap your phone at certain establishments, not all, but certain ones. It gives you kind of something similar to when you buy an app, the cling thing. Like, it gives you a bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
What is it? What is it that you love it? Robbie, you say you love it. Or do we all love it?
How can you not?
It's just neat.
That's what it is.
But why is it not? Why is it anything? Why is it not? Like, when I open my garage door when I get home, I'm not like, yeah, this is amazing. It's the same. I'm pressing a button. I'm getting a result.
Yeah, I think it's just it's some audio makes you feel better than others.
Okay.
Like some audio just makes you like excited.
So would the team or the person that was behind that spent days picking the perfect
one?
They had a team of people picking the 100%. Perfect combination of vibrate and ding.
The frequencies that elicit like happiness.
Yes.
Like all those things.
So there's a lot of work that went into it. It wasn't just, pick a thing and keep moving.
Must have been a team, yeah.
There was options and they would sit and kind of just anguish over, do you like sound A? Do you like sound B? And they would ask a bunch of people around the office. There was beta testing on it. Or they just went, here, we got better things to do on this phone.
Yeah, no, there would have been a team.
There would have been a team.
It would have been huge.
Okay.
Like I have, yesterday, for example, if you put me up, right? Yesterday, I'm in my garage.
Yeah.
And I was tidying up some things in the garage and there I had the radio on.
Okay.
I heard that, right?
Yep.
And it did nothing for me.
Right.
And I have nothing against Sabrina Carpenter, but like I didn't, nothing in my body.
Nice.
Nothing was doing anything in my body. I was just working. All of a sudden, because it was like it was on like a playlist, and it was shuffling through, and all of a sudden it shuffled, and like this came on, and I was dancing, I was grooving, my shoulders were moving. there's just certain sounds that make you feel better.
That's the fabric of you, it always has been, right?
I was so excited, and I mean, right, for no other reason, I had two songs playing. One just made me feel better.
Now that's a full song, so it can do that to you. But for some reason, that sound.
The joy you get from that little sound.
Is the same joy I get from that song.
They capture Little Willie in the sound.
Yeah, right?
Like, if you could dance to that sound, it would be perfect.
It really would.
Like, Ewan's texting again saying, I didn't even know there was a sound. Ewan, you got to turn your sounds on, man.
Yeah.
You are missing out. Another one that I love is when I have an email that goes into one inbox and I got to move it to a different inbox, and you press it and the email just drops. Like, there's a little, you just see it move on your phone. Oh, I love that. Yeah, it doesn't have a sound.
No, it's not.
It doesn't have a sound, but I just love seeing that. And I don't know why we're getting, like, how lame are we?
Very.
Are we? We are, right? Yeah, so we can admit this, we're all this lame. Like, Robbie, you love a bag of chips.
I do.
Does opening a bag of chips give you that same joy as that ping when you get a new app?
When I open it from the bottom and I hear all the seasoning dribble over all the other chips.
Okay.
Yes.
You get great joy from that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The opening of a can of pop is pretty nice, too. It's a pretty great sound and a great feeling of what's about to come.
Yeah, no, but I like that.
Because you know you're about to drink a beverage and it's going to bring you joy.
So do you think that's what it is? You know you purchased something and it's on its way?
I got an app that has the schedule of my football team. There's nothing exciting about that.
No, just
the sound. I wanted to delete it and do it again. But the problem is when you do it again, it just comes back.
Right.
You can only do it once, you see? It just goes, yeah, let me just grab. It's like you're already there. They've got your hooks in you. First hit's free. Because then the app's like, yeah, let me just grab it from the cloud here. You don't get another one of those dings. Those are for newcomers.
Right.
You've been around, man.
I'm trying to find the sound.
I don't know if you can. There you go.
That's it.
There you go. But see, it doesn't feel the same without the vibrate.
Yeah, you need a little
vibrate.
You
need the vibrate or else, yes. Yeah, I'm only half happy right now.
But
Dylan,
you're kind of happy.
Yeah, a little happy, yeah.
Right. There you go.
Not bad. I'm so happy to know that it's unanimous here that you guys get the same joy as I do from that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was doing it and I thought, this is going to be weird, but I got to ask the guys if this is the case. I got to ask the audience if they feel this way. 100%. Are we getting anybody that also feels this way? No, we got Jess that's saying, yes, please, more Little Willie, if you don't mind.
I ain't never going to turn that down.
There we go.
What a song.
What playlist goes from Sabrina Carpenter to Little Willie? I'm curious.
Mine? Yeah. A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Hang on, it's coming. Let it build. That's how you start a morning. Holy smokes.
Taryn saying it's also the Apple Pay sound. Maybe that's it. It triggers a response because we're buying something.
Totally. So yeah, makes sense.
I don't know.
Totally.
This is Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello. Good morning.
Stephanie says we got to go to Japan if we get this excited over dumb things.
Why?
Well, I was just there last week and everything makes a little too. Like the door will open. It sings a little song for you. Like, it's the best thing ever. You do a little shoulder dance every time it makes a little tune.
See?
And it just makes you happy.
Like everything has a ka-king to it in Japan?
Yes, everything.
You walk through a door, I'm trying to think of other examples. Just anything, and just flush the toilet.
The
toilet makes a ding.
I'm sure there was some there that did.
The toilet makes a ding, Robbie.
That's awesome.
Definitely had flushing sounds to it, but.
When you got off the airport in Japan, was it Tokyo?
Yeah.
Okay, did you just walk off the airport and go, nah, I can't do this? And that's what I get the feeling of Japan. Anytime I see a picture of Tokyo, I just look and go, this is not for me. I don't know where.
It's so futuristic.
Where would I even begin? It looks so overwhelming.
The people there are extremely nice and extremely helpful, and that goes a long way. But yes, honestly, the bus or the subway system, the train system, you look at it, you're like,
just everything. It's like living in an ant farm.
Yep.
Just people everywhere nonstop and just lights and flashing and dinging, apparently, Dylan. I don't know if I could do it.
It'd be a lot.
All right. Well, so go to Japan if you like your phone vibrating and dinging all the time.
Yep. Okay. Everything plays you a little song.
Okay. Love you. Thank you, Stephanie.
No problem.
Okay. So, do another little whittly. Yeah, I'm never going to play this one. There are a handful of salads that are where you're just like, no, you got to eat that salad.
You're dying and this is your last meal ever. You're considering calories and
no, I think it's a really good salad.
Oh, come on.
If it's a good salad, a dill pickle salad from Costco, it's quickly shooting up the charts at my house. The dill pickle Costco salad is top elite salad.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You're the...
Exactly. I
why for but, dinner is a treat for you.
But if I'm dying, this is when I can actually have guilt-free food. That's what I mean. I'm not saying that the salad's no good. I'm not attacking the salad. I question it, but I'm not attacking it. I'm saying
top five salads coming up tomorrow.
Okay, I can't wait for that.
No, you know what? The hell with you and the hell with you. They're doing it right now. Okay?
It's time to make a list. No, it won't flop. Making lists is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time.
Now,
you better stay tuned to see what's on top.
Remember, this isn't top elite salads. This is top salads that I would have while dying over
the best
other
salads,
things.
All right?
Okay.
Number five, potato salad.
See that? That you could get with for the last meal.
Is it a warm potato salad?
Because
I like a warm potato salad.
A warm potato salad's pretty good, but I kind of categorize that as a more of like a smashed potato.
Yes, that's acceptable.
That's not a potato salad. Potato salad's cool with eggs, mayonnaise,
when you're dying, dill pickles. A potato salad is fine.
Okay. Number four.
Okay.
A beet and goat cheese salad.
Beets are making your final?
Beets and goat cheese salad.
Oh, for the love of God.
It's awesome.
As a salad?
Yes.
As your last meal?
Robbie, come on.
You're my salad
guy.
I'd say fruit salad.
Taco salad, Chris is saying.
There was my number three. Taco salad.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Now where are you?
I like a taco salad. I'm still not doing it for my final meal.
Number two. Costco dill pickle salad. If you know, then you know.
It is good.
It's okay.
Okay.
I had too many.
Yeah, me too. That's exactly what happened to me.
You've overdosed on Costco dill pickle salad.
Many.
I could see it being a risk.
I'm just done. Yeah, I've had my limit.
And number one, obviously, you guys, the Caesar salad counts.
Over a Greek salad?
The Caesar salad. Ooh, Greek salad. I didn't think of Greek salad. Ooh, boy.
I like how you glazed over fruit salad.
I don't know. Okay, we'll put Greek salad in, beet goat cheese out.
There you go.
You're right. Greek salad goes in there. But Caesar salad's number one. Caesar salad is not a salad like other salads. Caesar salad is a reward.
It depends how much dressing you got on.
And how much bacon and how much...
Yeah, cheese.
And what the crouton situation is.
True.
I want lettuce weighed down by dressing. I want it so that when I try and pick it up with my fork, it falls off because there's too much weight on it.
Yeah, you can't consider putting that in the fridge.
You know what? Just take one leaf of lettuce and put it in the jar of dressing.
Okay.
That's my Caesar salad.
Nice.
That's a good list. That's an... None of those get flagged if you enter that.
Fine.
No, he's mad.
I'm mad that you just glazed over fruit salad. You won't even acknowledge it.
No, fruit salad's good, right? I'm saying any salad could be part of our last supper, but I'm giving you the best five.
Bobby doesn't agree.
Fine. And taco salad, Caesar salad. I'm not getting
pasta salad.
Not a pasta salad. No.
I think you nailed it with potato salad.
Potato salad's on the list.
Like, that would be a wicked last meal.
You tell me what comes out for fruit salad.
Is it coleslaw salad?
Coleslaw is absolutely a salad. I don't know if it... Coleslaw to me is like, I'm still hungry. I guess I'll eat this coleslaw.
Really?
No.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Sidewalk sale Saturday, May 3rd, Midway Music Hall. We're excited about this. Dylan has been going through his basement. He's got, I just picture just a warehouse of things. Still selling things on Facebook Marketplace, but the big stuff is being saved for the sidewalk sale. Robbie and his father are bonding over making knickknacks and crafts for the sidewalk sale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeff Holland, whose wife is an expert crocheter, she'll be back with more crocheted items this year.
Oh, nice.
She's quite good at that. And I don't know what I'm going to have. See what I have the energy on the day of to bring.
No,
I've got so much stuff, it's overwhelming me. But Robbie's got somebody he's excited for. Who's this, Robbie?
This is Ron.
Ron wants a table at the sidewalk sale?
Yeah, Ron's got an idea. Okay. Now, Ron, are you there?
I'm here. You bet, you guys.
So Ron is a man who I think wears many, many hats.
Oh, really?
Okay. Now, one of those hats...
Cowboy hat.
Ron, do you have a cowboy hat?
Two.
He's got two.
Okay, so Ron's a cowboy.
Listen, I don't know if you know this. I'm a former rodeo champion. And it is mandatory.
We rode
I don't
a
know
sheep
if
once.
You know
we were three.
I'm a mutton busting champion at the Danes Country Picnic, Dylan. You can't take that buckle away from me.
You know the secret handshake, then.
I sure do. Wow. But Ron, I don't know if you know this about cowboy hats. You're only supposed to rest them on their top. You can't put them bottom down.
And don't wear them sideways.
That's why the cowboys shake. All the luck falls out.
Right.
If you wear
right.
your hat upside, or if you rest it flat on a shelf. Always with the hole to the top. Remember that.
I did not know
all
that.
All the luck falls out. That's a cowboy tradition. Anyway, continue, Robbie, with the hats that Ron wears.
One of his
construction hat.
I'm sure he's got plenty of hats he can wear while he constructs things.
One of those okay. cool miner hats with a headlight on
oh,
it.
Oh, wow, he's got a lot of hats.
Now, he's got a pilot's hat.
A beer can hat with those two beer cans on the side and the straw. No, okay.
Wait, he's a pilot?
Ron. You're a pilot.
Try to be.
You have your own helicopter.
Yes.
Where is this going?
Yeah, I'm very interested. What is happening
so
here?
So what Ron has offered is he's got, I don't know, are you an auctioneer? Like, what do you do? You have, like, access to just warehouses of things that you buy?
No, well, we do, we're auctioneers and appraisers, so we sell bankrupt companies, which no one's going bankrupt these days, so it. Just every day is a different day, that's for sure. So, but Robbie and I, we were talking and we
connect
came up with a real good plan.
I know. It's sounding very strange. So what Ron had emailed me, and he has a whole bunch of these little plush toys. Now, this is Ron's idea. This is all Ron's idea.
Okay, but you like this.
I like this idea.
Oh, wait till you hear what Ron has on Wednesday.
Wait a second here. I'm trying to follow along.
I know.
Just wait.
Okay.
Just wait.
Let Robbie fill it in.
Just hold your horses.
Ron's a helicopter.
Put that cowboy hat on. Hold your horses.
All right. Okay. And he's got plushies. Yes.
Ron wants to sell plushies for donations.
Okay.
And everyone who buys a plushie, he wants to enter to win a helicopter ride that day.
What?
At the sidewalk sale. He wants to drop a rope down. Haul someone up in his helicopter.
But you can't, what?
And take him around the city that
hanging
afternoon.
From the rope?
Wait, yeah, what? You can't hang on. Do that. What? Where does the helicopter take off from? You can't just rope somebody up, can you?
Run?
Well, just don't get caught.
Right. Don't get caught in the propeller. But you do have...
sound advice.
You do have a helicopter. You want to offer a ride to somebody at our sidewalk sale that afternoon.
Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll come to sidewalk sale. Let's pick a number. Let's say we'll have 100 of these little plush toys, brand new toys. You sell them, and then we'll pick a time, and then one of you guys go and pick a draw. We'll get two draws out. Pick two draws out for two names for three people to go up for a 30-minute ride. How's that? And then we'll go up.
Yeah, that
we'll go do
neat.
Some stuff. We'll cause some trouble, find some chaos, and break some rules.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, where do we land a helicopter? Walk me through that part, Robbie.
Well, Ron had said, I guess he Google mapped it. He said there's an empty lot not far from here that if we get permission, he could land right
Can
there.
Can you just take a helicopter and land anywhere?
If you're landing legally, if you're farting around, no.
Right, okay. If you have permission.
So no farting around in a helicopter, Dylan.
Gotcha.
Wait, is this real?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
The text Hold message on. Says this does sound sketchy.
Wait. Okay.
I apologize because the way I'm describing it is it's a lot to it, but Ron's got a helicopter.
Yeah.
He wants to give rides to somebody coming to our sidewalk
Do we
sale.
Trust Ron riding around? Like,
yes.
I mean,
well, he's still alive, Dylan. Not he must true. Be good at it.
Well, yes.
People, actually, and everybody, too. We supplied the pants for everybody.
The pants?
Depends.
Yes,
oh, depends.
Depends.
Okay.
Good call.
And if anyone is scared, don't worry. I'm scared, too, so.
Oh, my God. Okay. So he's, all right. So he lands the helicopter near the sidewalk sale?
You could.
Yeah, we're going to pick a spot nearby or somewhere on Anthony Hendy, and we'll take up two groups of three people for a 30-minute ride. How's that?
Hey, Ron, have you ever been in trouble with the law?
Oh, I can show you my Transport Canada invoices, yes.
Okay.
Oh,
boy. I'm just curious. Like, do you have to get clearance to land? I guess that's all your thing, the paperwork or whatever.
That's the easy part. You just got to get permission, but that's a small part.
Okay. You'll get that part. So you'll get it cleared and you will just land in the lot by the sidewalk.
We could.
Hopefully could if we get that permission, or it might be a little further away. We'll work that out.
Hopefully
the weather's not snowy, we're going to do it.
Well, yeah, we have a rain date for it because we can't do it in the rain. There'll be so many people exposed to the elements. So we wouldn't do it if it was a rainy day. So if it's a clear day, it's happening. So we are now the Pepper and Dylan sidewalk sale. Not only Dylan, the way it has grown since year one, we now have garbage cans on site, which was an oversight the first time.
Yes, my bad.
That. Yeah. We now have porta potties on site, which was an oversight the first time, but we now have that. We have food truck. We have a food lane.
Yeah.
We have a children's section. And we have helicopter rides.
Which is amazing.
What the hell is happening to the sidewalk sale, Dylan?
This person says, I'll buy all 100 just for the ride.
You go limit one per person then. Yeah,
Scott
exactly,
says,
right?
I would definitely ride in a helicopter. Ron, I'm going to be honest. I love, you sound fun.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to go out for like a night of drinking, I would be by your side. However, I'm not getting in a helicopter with you ever. I think
Ron sounds like he has fun in a helicopter.
Oh my goodness.
I think it's great, Ron. That's amazing.
Drinking, gummy bears, and helicopter rides. Right on.
Ron, please.
Now listen, he has sent me a picture of his helicopter.
Does it look
legit?
Like it's a jalopy?
No, it looks great.
Can I see it?
Yes.
Is it a chopper or a helicopter? What's the difference between a chopper and a helicopter?
Wow! Wait, are these your cars?
Terminology.
Ron? Sorry.
Not that orange Lambo. It's the yellow one.
He was at an exotic car show and he brought his helicopter. So he's got a real helicopter.
It looks like get out of here.
One.
That's a nice helicopter. Like, you know anything about helicopters?
Well, it doesn't look rickety.
Yeah.
It looks brand new.
Put it this way. I don't know what a nice helicopter is, Dylan, but I know what a junky-looking helicopter is. And that's not a junky-looking helicopter.
Text message says, Ron is an absolute rascal.
You are a rascal. That is a good word for Ron. Ron the rascal.
Somebody knows me that's listening.
Okay,
yeah,
so
nice.
Ron, you're sure you want to do this? You want to take time out of your day? That's amazing.
Yeah, so we'll pick a time. And I'll bring my co-pilot. He's an idiot. Kids can take pictures with him.
Okay.
I am so worried about the logistics of this.
Ron's got it taken care of, Dylan. When you hear Ron talk, don't you think he's on top of things?
Yeah, well, I guess.
Yes.
And yeah, we have to hurry up because I go back to the hospital.
No, that's good.
We'll pick a time.
You're a rascal, yes.
We'll pick a time, have the draw, and then you pick the two names, and then at the end, hopefully we sell 100 of them. Yep. All the money that we get from it, I'm donating it back to Robbie.
Okay, wow! To the Robbie Fund. That's awesome. Text message says, were you the one that landed at Northlands yesterday? I don't know if that was a big deal, or were you in a helicopter? That was you?
That was me.
Okay.
Are you?
Okay.
So we're at the Edmonton car shows this weekend. So we're parked in with a bunch of Ferraris and Lambos and Porsches. So right, the racing for the Cure guys.
Okay. Well, that's awesome, Ron. So Robbie, you want to set up?
Yeah, I just think it's great. I think it's great. He wants
to have a table
to sell these plushies.
Oh yeah,
and he wants to donate the money back, and then just out of the kindness of his heart, bring some people up for a helicopter ride. And I was talking to Ron yesterday. I'm like, when I was in that hot air balloon, you get to see the city in a whole different way.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, and it'd be great to give somebody that experience in
absolutely
a helicopter.
Okay, so Ron, we have a helicopter section now at the side.
I've never tried it before, but we could if the people want to, but we could try going upside down. I don't know. It might work.
Ron, stop it. No. Right. Thank you very much, Ron. We'll be in touch. We'll set it all up.
Okay, guys.
All right. See you later. Christy asking at 917-917, did he just say his co-pilot is an idiot?
He did.
He did say that. Christine.
I can't believe, honestly, Ron. I have my jaw on the floor with the amount of people who want to get into a helicopter with Ron.
All jokes aside, he's legit. He's legit.
You kind of have to be when you're piloting a helicopter, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, you don't get a helicopter without being something.
Yeah,
right?
Well, people are excited.
Okay, so your plushie that you purchase is your entry into a helicopter ride.
Where's these plushies for? Like,
he's an auction. Because that's just another side of it that he's brought to this. Because he's an auctioneer,
right?
And he just came across these plushies. He said he had thousands of these plushies,
and that's a symbol of your entry for the helicopter,
right? So it's just a way to enter, and you get a plushie out of it.
I mean, how can you say no?
That's what I was thinking. So I had to run it by you guys. If you guys are cool with
Dylan, I'll tell you, you can't. You can't. But when somebody offers free helicopter rides for your audience at your sidewalk sale, if we said no, we're the dumbest show going.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Okay, so helicopter rides at the sidewalk sale. Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Would you move if your chair moved in the middle of the night? Would you list the house the next day? Oh, I'd be gone. I put a free sign on the house. You can't get rid of Haunt.
Haunt's not really real,
though. Haunt is, well.
Oh, be careful there.
I don't know. I tend to agree with you, but I know that if I was wrong, then I would move.
I couldn't.
Yeah, it all depends on the extent of it.
Isn't that the answer? Like, kids, we're moving.
It's not easy to, like, in theory, you say that. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Go ahead.
But have you ever tried, like, moving? It's not easy. Like, selling the place, yeah, packing everyone up.
If it's haunted, I'll take a loss.
I don't know.
Okay? I'll remortgage.
Well, it depends how haunted.
Yeah, what's happening with your haunt?
Depends on how haunted.
Yeah.
Any haunt is too much haunt.
No, that's not true.
What's a good haunt?
Any haunt where you're not harmed, I'm okay with.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not harmed, you're okay with middle of the night, chair moves across the floor.
Sure.
You are not okay with that.
Well, yeah, I'm going to question it, but I'm not going to move.
Here's what would happen. A chair would move in the middle of the night, and I'd try and explain it away.
Sure.
One time.
The wind.
It's anything. The house is tilty. I don't know. I'd come up with any excuse I could to just convince myself enough that it was nothing. If a haunt happens a second time, I'm out. Out! You're not moving. This is a one-word answer.
You wouldn't believe
it. One-word answer. Let's go. 780-4260-917. Chair moves across your floor in the middle of the night. Or a cupboard swings open. Or the lights go on and on. No, that could be an electrical
problem. Dude, a ghost could tickle my feet and I'm not moving.
No.
I'm telling you.
Robbie?
Like, if I had a baby and it was, like, doing exorcist things.
Don't take your pill here. Oh, we're in the middle of, yeah.
You know, if the baby was, like, the exorcist baby, maybe I'd move.
Now, hold on. Your baby or a baby ghost?
I'm just saying, if I had a baby and, stuff like that was happening.
Spinning around? Yeah. No, you move. Anybody's head in the house starts spinning around, you're out.
I thought, don't you need just a Christian to come in?
I don't know how that works. 780-4260-917. A chair moves, or a cupboard opens, or a drawer flies open in the middle of the night. Do you move the next day?
Heck no.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you move the next day?
Yes.
You're going to move
your
life.
You're a very sensible human being.
The problem is you have to disclose that. So who's going to want to buy
that? Do you? I wonder if you do.
Yeah, you can't lie and say nothing.
Well, you can. That's omission.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
You have to disclose if somebody's been murdered in the house. Is that true or is that just a myth?
I think I think you have to say yes.
All right, so they ask, have you ever bought a house and went, wait, before I sign this, is it haunted?
No, I won't move. There must be a logical reason for that. I don't think
it's a logical reason for a chair moving across the floor in the middle of the night.
You got to get a lawyer.
There might be something. I mean, there might be, maybe the window's open.
Okay, it continues to happen, and then you start hearing voices saying, go away. You're still moving?
I will investigate to see what the reason would be.
Yeah, good. Smart.
I don't think that's real.
Intelligent person you are on the phone.
Some people even saying if you move, the ghost is just going to come with you.
I thought the ghost stay with the house. Wasn't that a rule?
No.
Not if you're the haunted one.
Well, they're...
So now you're just paying lawyer fees for nothing. No, thank you.
780-4260-917. We can't be stuck in a tie here.
Somebody listening says, I own a haunted bakery. Stuff happens all the time.
Nothing wrong with that.
Robbie, call them.
Yes.
I want to find out what happens at a haunted bakery. And what could happen in a haunted bakery?
Someone keeps stealing the middle of the donuts.
Oh, come on. Come on.
That's pretty good.
Get out of here.
Okay.
Get out of here.
I would like to. I don't like it either.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Would you move?
Well, if it happens once, maybe not, but if it happens like 2-3 times, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely move.
Right. You're going to put your house for sale, pack up all the boxes, go looking for... That's ridiculous.
Yes.
Well, you know what? If it hasn't... If it didn't happen to you, then you know, you don't know, you can say whatever, but whatever happens to you, it's
yeah, exactly, Dylan, exactly. You would change your story so quick, Dylan, if that happened to you. Yeah. You'd come in here the next morning, and we'd be like, yeah, right, and you know I'm serious, I'm moving.
Well, nah, come on.
So I have a story. So my wife, this happened yesterday. So she has her own office, and she put her bag, my son's bag, and another bag on the chair for nighttime. And then in the morning, she came down, and they were on the floor.
Yeah.
And then she asked me, did you go in the office and put those down? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
So now she's all freaked out.
You get the, yeah,
no. Are you sure you didn't do that?
No. You call your real estate agent ASAP. All right? ASAP,
yeah,
okay. All right?
Yeah.
All right. Just, they're on all the bus stops. They're not hard to find a phone number of, Dylan.
I got my friend's a real estate agent. Yeah. I got a couple.
Okay.
Which one do you need? Do you need a couple of them?
Ask them if they have to disclose if it's a haunted house.
Hey, Jordan, do you have to disclose if it's a haunted house?
I was thinking more of via text, but that's cool.
Oh, yeah, no, okay.
So, Robbie, this is the haunted bakery this person?
Yeah, Chantel?
Chantel?
Hi.
Your bakery is haunted?
Yes.
Like what kind of haunted?
So it was the first school in Stony Plain. It was started in 1925.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely a lot of haunted ground here at Halloween. They do ghost tours and stuff.
What's the name of the bakery, sorry?
So we're the Sourdough Lady, but the actual like building is the Red Brick Common.
So what have you experienced firsthand?
Well, the other day we actually got it on video too. So our helper was mopping, and then there's like this old bakery flower cabinet. And then while she was mopping, we're all standing there. There's like this old antique Ritz container. It like fell over, and then this book fell over.
Dylan?
Haunted. Text Dylan. Message says, you have mice, not ghosts. Something you might want to look into.
And then there was one night when we like first opened, I'd have to pull some all-nighters. And then I went to the washroom. I left my phone in the kitchen, and then I came back, and my phone was on an active call with the building. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't in like my call history or anything.
Weird.
A ghost.
Yeah, and they had to like, communicate through like electronics, so it was like super creepy.
Yeah. So it does happen. People do ghost people.
They do.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, during the day, it's fine.
See, I was going to go with, what do you think the ghost needed?
I don't know. Well, in my head, I was like thinking, I was like, if they're actually here, do you think they would like show me a sign? So I kind of set myself up for that one.
How many ghosts do you think you have? One, two at the yeast?
Well, there's a book on it, so I think there is about four or five.
All right. Four or five. Yikes.
That was all right.
Almost a baker's dozen.
Wow.
All right, love you. Have a good morning.
Good luck with that hunting.
See you later. Dear God, that's great. So what? What?
No.
Just what? Embrace it.
You're weird that you would sell, man.
Don't sell.
Well, I don't have to worry about it because my home is not haunted. But if it were to be haunted, I would be gone. Yes, I think that's practical, logical, and reasonable.
Is there not part of you that's pretty sad? Maybe you want to go to your little therapist there and have a little conversation about how no ghosts want to haunt you?
Aww,
not good enough for a little ghost to come by your house? Not even a ghost wants to be your friend?
Yes. Thank you, Dylan.
You're so mean to me.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Clayton's got a question for you, Dylan.
Okay.
Hi, Clayton. I was thinking the same thing. Go ahead and ask him a question about this bin that has all the leftover cords and screws and stuff, and that he won't part with it just in case one day they're going to need it. Well, you got to ask him your question.
For sure, Dylan. I was wondering, is the bin separate from a junk drawer?
Good question.
Good question now.
Yes.
Great question. And yes, it is important that your junk drawer and your bin are two separate things.
Okay.
Because the bin are things that you know have importance, you just don't know for what yet.
Okay.
Whereas the junk drawer is anything you don't want to deal with at the moment.
Man, I hate that junk drawer, right?
Like, yeah.
It gets stuck. Like, then you got to get your hand in there and pull the crap out from under it. Like,
yeah, the problem with the junk drawer is it doesn't have enough code of ethics.
Right.
Right? Like, because anything goes in the junk drawer, yeah. Ultimately, right? Like, anything that you just don't want to deal with in the moment goes there.
Quality control of a junk drawer needs to be improved, right? Yes. Yeah.
Now, don't start treating your bin like a junk drawer, though.
Okay.
Right? Not anything makes it into the bin. Things that make it into the bin.
Okay.
Go ahead, Clayton. I'm ready here to listen.
No, I was just going to say, I was just agreeing with you. Okay. The junk and the bin separate.
So what goes into the bin and what goes into the junk drawer?
Okay, so.
I want to make sure I'm doing this right.
Yeah, don't mess this up.
I'm throwing a lot of things out just sight unseen. Okay,
so like you can give me items and I can tell you where it goes.
But okay, this sounds fun.
For example, like if you get the coupons, right?
Yes.
The coupons that come in the mail for the A&W?
Yeah.
For the Wendy's, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Right? You get those coupons.
Junk drawer.
Exactly. Junk drawer. Right? Okay. Yeah, those go in the junk drawer. Okay. Those have a life shelf that you need to put in a junk drawer.
Okay. I don't know if you want to play along with this, Clayton, but we're happy to have you if you do. Here we go.
I'm in.
Let's go. Let's just name things. I'll start here.
Yeah.
Old battery. Not sure where it's from, but it's not a regular battery. It's one of those little round, flat ones.
Does it work? Does it have charge?
Well, you don't know. You just saw the battery.
We don't know.
You saw the battery.
Yeah, you just found the battery. Like, okay, I don't want to throw this thing out.
That's a weird one, but I would hang on to it.
And?
In the junk drawer.
Junk drawer, wow.
Initially, yeah.
Okay, I thought that was bin. Clayton, go ahead.
You wouldn't put that in the bin. No, you wouldn't put that in your bin.
I'm thinking, what about some tacks? You find some tacks or something, that's obviously a junk drawer.
Some tacks, yeah.
Yeah.
What are we putting in the bin? Like, what are we finding that we're putting in the bin?
Yeah, no problem. I got you. Don't panic. I'm here for you all day if you need. Clayton, okay. This is important stuff.
Okay.
So you find a cord of something. Here's even a better example, actually.
Okay.
Let's say you got, like, a shaver.
Clayton. I'll say that, if I can interrupt for a second, Dylan comes with a great deal of credibility. His house is immaculate, and there is a place for everything, and only one place for everything. So, if you follow his lead, you will have a tidy home.
So, let's say you have a shaver, one of those electric shavers, right?
Okay, yeah.
And the electric shaver, the electric shaver just crapped out.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Right.
What would you do? You would, as a buy normal a new person, electric shaver, you'd buy a new one and toss out the whole old one.
Correct.
Dummy.
Yeah, okay. She's garbage.
You take the cord and go, I might need that one day. And you put it into the drawer.
Because they're all universal in one way or another.
Right,
one will fit something else one day.
Eventually you'll come across, right? Oh, wow. I found this old phone cord. I don't think I'll need that. Phones, we don't really have these anymore. The corded phone. You throw that into the bin. And you just sit there and wait. Next thing you know, you could be using it in the future.
So I'm going through right now my head and what I have in my junk drawer.
Hey, probably things that don't belong in there.
Okay, I've got I don't know why. I looked at it yesterday and I thought, God, I should probably throw these out. You know those plastic things you put in your electric sockets?
Yes.
To cover up the electric socket?
Yeah, plugs when you have kids.
Is that bin or is that junk drawer? Yeah.
That would be in a bin.
That's a bin, okay.
That's
okay.
A bin, absolutely a bin situation when you need it.
All right.
And like,
I got about 8 packets of post-it notes. Like, is that, like, should I be getting rid of these or?
You got to start writing love notes to your loved ones.
Yeah, you can't put all those in the junk drawer. Right?
No, yeah.
Well, that's what's happening.
We all have a really good love-hate relationship with the junk drawer because there is nothing that is more satisfying than when you have cleaned out your junk drawer and it looks tidy for that hour that it will look tidy for. And you promise to yourself, this is how we're keeping the junk drawer. Family, come here. Take a look. That's what the junk drawer is going to look like from now on. Everybody got it? And like the next morning, it's a chaos again.
Hey, that's what
a day later, it's back to get the door open because it's jammed.
What about a mini screwdriver?
A mini screwdriver?
Bin or junk drawer?
Ooh.
Now,
like
listen.
One of the little, little tiny ones for little tiny jobs.
Yeah, no, this is the junk drawer.
Junk drawer, okay.
Yeah, no,
okay.
You're not putting that in the bin. Okay. You're going to get that lost with everything.
Thread and a needle.
Thread and a needle.
Yes.
Oh, that's a junk drawer situation.
Junk drawer?
Yeah,
okay.
Don't let that go too far from your junk drawer.
Okay.
Never know when you won't need that.
I buy a 4-pack of those barbecue lighters at Costco.
Yeah.
I put one in the junk drawer. Yeah. Where do I put the other 3?
See, and I'm realizing something with both you and Clayton is you guys need more bins. Because, like...
I might even need another junk drawer.
Yeah, no, what I'm hearing is, like, so what I've broken down in my house, and you don't have to be this anal, but it's important that you are.
Yes.
So I have storage units for different things.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a battery caddy, which, by the way, my girlfriend says is a bigger ick than the pants I wear. That
you have a battery caddy? That's one of your favorite things. The battery caddy.
The battery caddy is one of my favorite things I've ever got. Store all your batteries in one spot. We put it in the mainframe in the house.
Okay.
That's what we call our main area where we put all the things, right? But I also have an electrical bin.
Mm-hmm.
I have a painting bin.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a plumbing bin.
Right.
And then you can kind of just, I think you could figure it out, right, though? But, like, so you'd put the things into the different bins.
Because the junk drawer can't have everything, right?
So, right. So you've got separate categories of junk bins to prevent the junk drawer from becoming overwhelming and just a potpourri of garbage.
You need, but here's the thing where you don't want to get lost. I love this topic.
I know you do.
But you don't want to get lost with it because you get too many bins, you don't know where anything is.
Yes.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Right, but you get enough bins that you can label them.
Yeah.
And you know, okay, an electrical bin, perfect. I'll go to the electrical bin because that's an electrical situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll find what you need to find.
So, Clayton, you sound like an open-minded guy when it comes to organizing the odds and ends at your house, as many people are. Here is the problem that I experience. It's not the system that you create, Dylan, which sounds great. I can create a system like anybody else.
Yeah.
It's following the system after the fact. It's going through the steps of not grabbing, I'll just put it in there and worry about it later. It's actually going through the, okay, I got to pull it out, I got to bring it down, I got to put it. If I can just tuck it in and fit it over the edge as quickly as possible, then I walk away, and then I'm cursing myself. Like, right, you get it, Clayton, right?
It's a little bit lazy. Now, here's the other thing that I can help with people that are like Pepper right now that are just trying.
Yeah.
It's not going to sound fun. It's not your Friday night go out to the bar. But set aside a once a month junk drawer organization.
I agree. Yes.
Right, because you do it once a month and you go like, okay, let's take all the receipts. Okay, no, use that. Don't need to return that.
I got in my junk drawer. I just looked. I've got receipts from Christmas 2023.
I can't help
it. I don't know why they're there.
No, you need to go through it. You need to be held accountable. Put it in your calendar. Make it an event.
I know. All right.
Invite some people over. Have some charcuterie.
Text message says, what about keys, Dylan? Random spare keys. Junk drawer.
Let me tell you. The random spare keys is a situation that a lot of people face. If it doesn't open a door in your house, toss it away.
Thank you very much.
Right? If it does not open a door, toss it.
All right.
Because we all have this weird thing with hanging onto a key going like, oh, I might need that someday.
Right.
You don't. Yep. If you don't know what it opens,
if you haven't needed it yet, you're not going to need it later.
No, exactly.
Clayton, isn't it nice to have your own little Marie Kondo at your disposal here every morning?
Anytime
it's great.
You want.
It is, man. I love the show, you guys. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, Clayton. Thank
you.
Love you, buddy.
Have a good morning. Yeah, see, we've got a lot of people that are like, Dylan, I'm exactly like you. Like but it is, right? You come up with a new system. The number of times I've come up with a new pantry system, a new closet system, a new cupboard system, and then with the best of intentions, like, this is going to revolutionize our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to put one thing away, and it's just like reaching blindly and putting it in and going, I'll fix that when I create a new system all over
the
again.
The one thing
the
I can tell you
to the system is the trick.
The system's important, but what's more important than the system is getting rid of the things you don't need.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we hang on to so many things, and I like to tease myself. Mm-hmm. You know? I like to sit there and go, okay, yeah, maybe I'll use this one day. With situations that are like things that you know you're not going to use.
Oh, I'm the worst at that. Yeah.
You're basically stealing from other people. Mm-hmm. That's how I phrase it to myself.
Somebody else could use this.
Someone could be using this right now, and I'm storing it for nothing. Unless it's a cord. You keep those cords. Did you hear me? You don't lose those damn cords.
Exception. Right, okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Let me ask you a question here. I just had to take the lid off of my pen, but I was using my hands.
Okay.
So I did the old thing where you put it, your pen in your mouth, put a lid in. How long, out of curiosity, can you have a pen lid in your mouth?
Without chewing? 10
without
seconds.
Without chewing it to bits?
10.
10 seconds?
That's it.
Why is that, you think?
I don't know. It's one of my things I can't stop doing.
It took
me
years to break that habit. The number of pen lids I would go through. Sometimes I'd buy pens, Dylan, just to chew on the lids.
I get it.
So you're the same way, 10 seconds? Robbie, how long can you have a pen lid in your mouth?
0 seconds.
And then you're chewing the hell out of it?
Yeah.
What is that? Why? What does that say about the human, how we're wired?
We're fidgety.
Yeah.
Just the plastic.
See, but Robbie, you hate gum.
I hate that. I just hate how people chew it with their mouths open.
Okay, but people chewing a pen lid, that's pretty obnoxious. Right? You're like, you're really gnawing on a pen lid. You can't quietly chew on a pen lid.
I don't. It's different for me. It's
a weird thing, right?
Everyone. With so many people.
917-917. Do you have the restraint when if a pen lid is in your mouth, you don't chew on it? You can just hold it there for as long as you want? No way. But what is it? It doesn't taste good. doesn't break down.
It feels neat, though.
It does for a little bit, but then it's there are just some weird things. Like, oh, this is better chewing than not chewing.
Mm-hmm. It helps us.
Like, pens are made up of a lot of things that are good to chew, right? That back end, that little nib on the back end that you like to pop out, that's a fun thing to chew.
Yep.
Just the pen in general, the casing of it, right?
You
chew the heck out of that. What is it about a pen?
They got it all.
They really do.
It's calming and soothing.
Chewing on a pen?
Stress and anxiety relief.
It's also risky if you crack it at the wrong place. Boom, mouthful of ink.
That's never happened to me.
It's rare, but it can.
I thought you were chewing on a pen lid.
Yeah, but if, or the tubing, right? And sometimes they'll chew on the, right there, the body of the pen.
I'm less likely to do
that. Less likely. The pen is, of course, the lid is the number one place on the pen you're going to chew.
Is it true?
What?
That the pen lid has a hole in it because of chewing?
I believe...
Yes.
I have heard that. I can't say for sure. Yeah, at the top.
Like, we chew so much that they threw in a little air hole.
Right.
So that we didn't die.
So that if by accident you were to swallow it, you can still get air passing through the pen.
That's got to be a myth.
Why else would it be there? It went from one day being there to one day not being there.
You would think the lid with a hole, wouldn't that dry it out more?
If it gets stuck in your esophagus.
Apparently, so the main reason is the safety.
The old windpipe,
yeah.
And it helps to equalize pressure inside the pen to prevent leaking.
Really?
So the airflow is something good to prevent leaking.
Seems more important to a pen than you chewing it and choking on it. So of all the things that human beings habitually chew that we shouldn't be chewing, is pen lid number one?
I think fingernails is dirty.
Fingernails is number one. Pen lid's number two. Well, you know what it's time for.
Oh, it's a list time.
Make a list, no, it won't flop. Making lists is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time could drop. You better stay tuned to see what's on top.
Top five things. I don't know if we'll come up with five things that human beings habitually chew that we're not supposed to chew.
Mm.
Fingernails, number one. Definitely.
Yeah.
Pen lid, number two.
Pen lid.
Here's got another one for you. Toothpick.
What do you mean? You're supposed to toothpick.
You're not supposed to chew a toothpick.
Yeah, I like destroying a toothpick.
Cool guy with toothpick hanging out of your mouth? You ever tried to flip one of those sharp-ended toothpicks in your mouth? Go from one end to the other?
You make that mistake only once.
One time.
No, thank you.
That's it. Really, Robbie? You're not?
No, I wouldn't risk that.
Yeah, you're smart.
That's
What about a match?
What do you mean? I'm not putting a match in my mouth?
I don't know. You see people chewing on a match?
No, who? Where? Where am I seeing this?
I feel like I've seen it.
Why would you think that's common enough to make the top
Robbie,
five
have
of
you seen, ever seen somebody chewing a match?
I have, but not often.
And then they strike it against their face, you know?
What?
That takes somebody tough.
Where are you seeing this?
Movies.
Yeah,
movies.
I don't know about this.
Movies.
Oh.
Yeah, Robbie.
This one bugs you, I think, Pepper.
What?
Because your son does it. Or the kids.
String.
String on the hoodie.
Drawstring. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
my
God.
All of his drawstrings or his strings on his hoodie, they're all missing that tip, and they're all just frayed, and they're, like, soaking.
Yep.
He's always got those in his mouth.
Malinette says straw.
Like a drinking straw?
Yeah.
Definitely. I've ruined many a Slurpees because I've ruined the straw.
Okay.
And I can no longer pull Slurpee through the straw.
Eyeglasses arm, says Nicole.
Yeah.
Oh, I do that.
Pretty good one.
Well, this one maybe for longer haired people, hair.
Chewing on your hair?
When I have a beard, I can't not do it.
Mmm.
Like the whiskers come into your mouth?
They're too long.
Are you chewing on it or just licking it?
Run it through my teeth.
How long? Shave.
I know. I know. It's a habit. But I think if I had long hair, I'd be eating it.
Would you? Okay. Hair?
Zip tie?
Oh, good one. Yeah, good one. What about a twist tie?
They got the metal in the middle of the twist tie.
I know, but you can't help but play with it.
Why
you can't help but tempt fate.
You guys are chewing those?
Yeah, I mean, everything, really.
I like hoodie string.
Hoodie string's a big one.
Yeah. And then all of these things, Dylan, once you start, you just can't stop.
Sometimes I do this.
Oh, what is that you've got? The bottom of your sweatshirt?
You just like the collar of the sweatshirt, yeah.
Or the cuff?
I don't chew cuffs as much as I don't know if I've ever chewed.
Never mind. It's fine.
Chewed on a cuff.
Yeah, it's okay.
What about chewing tobacco?
Yeah. Yeah, do that. That's probably bad.
Skin on your fingers?
I see a specialist. Skin on your fingers? What?
I can't. The cuticles. I'll bite
the tips. Yeah, now we're getting into
calluses.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
This is what Shelby's saying.
Yeah.
I was going to say this, but until someone mentioned it. The cheek.
Inside of
the
your cheek.
The inside of your... Oh, yes.
I can't not sometimes.
Yeah.
My dentist says I have cheek trauma.
Yes. Decades of scar tissue.
Have what? Trauma on the inside of my mouth.
From chewing the inside of your cheek.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it's a nervous habit. Huh.
It just happens.
Yeah. You had decades of scar tissue built up on the inside of your cheek. Yes. No, that's totally it.
Something to watch out for.
All right. That's a good list.
Yeah, don't be chewing things.
Thanks, everybody, for taking part. It means a lot.
We appreciate you.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
There's Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Michelle's here for one thing and one thing only, Dylan.
Okay.
What is it, Michelle?
It's an 8 out of 10 sunrise. Beautiful.
We're watching the sunrise glow. We're watching the sunrise glow. It might be good.
8 out of 10, huh?
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Where are you at right now, Michelle?
I am... going to Fort Saskatchewan, so in between Sherwood Park and Fort Saskatchewan, Highway 21.
What time did the sun officially rise today?
Well, it's...
Look at that. Give me a thing.
It's on its way up, man.
So it's up. It's good. It's here. It came up today, guys.
It's
good news.
There.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably really close to right now. 6:42.
Right. We're inside the 6 o'clock hour. That's amazing. How long until we're in the 5 o'clock? Michelle, you sound like an early morning riser every morning. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
What time are you up every morning?
Probably around 5:30.
Oh! Where do we rank sun being up that early in the morning on the great things about an Edmonton summer? Like, we work early. Everybody listening right now works unreasonably early. We work at the time, many of us, where other people say, God, what time do you get up at? That's the number one thing we get with this job. Mm-hmm. God, what time do you get up with? But ever since we started the show starting at 6 and not 5:30, it's not as impressive anymore.
No.
So now I make it up.
What do you say?
It happened to me last night. Somebody said, well, you should probably get going. What time do you wake up at? And I get up at 5. But I said, about 10 after 4.
Oh, geez, why'd you lie?
Because I used to get up at 10 after 4.
Yeah.
And I that sounds more like more of a sacrifice for the job, you know? It sounds like I really care when I say 10 after 4.
Oh, yeah.
When I say 5 and I hit snooze a couple times, it just sounds like I just come rolling in with sleep in my eyes.
That's kind of
But the sun up at 5 a.m., where does that rank, Michelle, on best things that happen in an Edmonton summer?
Depends if it's the weekend or not.
Yeah,
I don't get up that early on the weekend.
That's right. Yeah, no, I guess. Only during the week. Like, it just makes you... Because when we get up as early as we do in the wintertime and it's dark until 8, that's miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Camping in the middle of the summer with a 5 o'clock sunrise, not good.
Is that not good, Robbie?
Oh, because it's so hot and it comes like 9, 10 o'clock. It's already like, it feels like noon.
Okay.
Right? You wake up in your tent sweating in the heat.
Right.
I don't know how people drink in tent.
It's hard.
That to me seems like the worst thing ever.
Because you're hot already and then you got that hangover feeling.
The hot mornings.
But isn't that a nice start to the morning? Like a peaceful sunrise. Isn't that gorgeous when you're camping?
Not when it's 5 a.m.
Not at 5 a.m.
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
So 5 a.m., no matter what time of year, too damn early for a sunrise is what you're saying.
Pretty early.
Okay. So what is the best part of the Edmonton summer? The late sunset is better than the early sunrise?
Heck yeah.
100%. Yep.
I don't know if I agree because if
you're wrong, then
as early as a lot of us are up right now, it's like you've got to get to bed and the sun's still up. That's hard to do. That takes discipline.
It is.
I'd rather have the sun up early than the sun out late.
No, you're wrong.
Really?
What does it feel like to be wrong? Tell us more.
Well, it's so rare, Dylan. Let me get used to it for a minute.
Okay. Let it settle in.
All right. Yeah, yes, Michelle, what?
I would rather be tired because I stayed up too late because of the sunrise than get up too early because of the sunrise.
You're going to be tired no matter what. Newsflash. We're all this old now. We're tired all the time.
Right? Yeah.
First thing I do when I walk into a room, I don't look for the fire exit. I look for a couch.
Where can I sit down?
We're just tired all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. 917-917. Late sunrise, early sunrise, or late sunset? The best part about spring and summer in Edmonton. Yes, Robbie.
May 1st will be the first day the sun rises before 6 a.m.
Oh, that's just around the corner. Okay.
And then it lasts for how long?
There's, and then June, the earliest the sun will rise is 5:04 a.m.
Wow, that's early. Wow, that sun must be grumpy.
And that actually happens on the 11th of June. And lasts all the way past the solstice.
Wow.
So it's like a 10-day stretch. 5:04.
The sun's almost going to beat you up.
Almost? It will, yes.
That's impressive.
All right, Michelle, enjoy the sunrise. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Love you, Michelle. All right, Pepper and Dylan poll right now. Oh, looks like early sunrise has taken the quick, early, slight advantage here. We're talking to a 6 a.m. audience, though, right now, Dylan. Like, you're going to get that from the early morning audience. Ask a 4 p.m.er, like, if Jeff Holland were to do this, well, first of all, he wouldn't get any responses because no one's listening.
Wow.
It's the number one rated show in Edmonton.
Yeah, he's good.
Why? Why? Somebody tell me why.
He's a relatable, nice guy.
He's got DJ Mike Tomas.
That helps.
You asked the 4 p.m. audience, they'd say they love a late sunset.
Yeah, we got to ask real people, not this early people.
They're real people.
I don't know.
Real people, real jobs, real heart, real dedication,
everybody
real early.
Listening is a real person with
a real job.
Mm-hmm. I do love it in the morning.
It's great.
Love it.
You just wake up easier. I wanted to die when my alarm went off this morning, Dylan. Literally, I wanted to die.
Really? You considered it?
I did. I was like, why can't I be dead instead of this?
You know what? That might be something you bring up in therapy.
I was so just, no, not having it.
Something you might want to talk to at therapy.
But then I see the sun coming up as I pull into the parking lot, and I'm like, you know what? I'm ready for today. Bring it, day.
One more day.
I'm kind of shocked. Not because of you guys. You guys got me out of bed. Hanging out, spending time with you guys got me out of bed.
Good try. I don't believe it, though. Not for a second.
917-917. At one morning this week, did you just want to die instead?
I'm worried about
just
you.
Just the alarm goes off and you're like, oh, I'll do anything. I'll die.
It's just a fleeting
just for
thought.
10 more minutes. Yeah. Just 10 more minutes. I'll trade anything. Later today. I promise you.
I didn't necessarily want to die. I just hope something really bad happened.
So I
stay home. Check my phone.
Unreasonable wishes, Dylan, when our alarm goes off.
Right? Oh, my goodness.
What, you mean to tell me you bounced out of bed this morning?
No, God, I did not.
You wanted something bad to happen, right?
I didn't want something bad to happen, but I did wish that we were able to sleep in a little longer.
Right, like, oh, hey, the transmitter's broken today.
Oh, had I got that,
no
I would have
no sense
been
coming in. Yeah. Some days you just pray.
Yeah. Not death, though, Pepper.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.